This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today on this beautiful December 29th. Getting close to the new year. The days are getting longer. So us off-gridders are appreciating a little more sunlight. Usually around January 10th, which happens to be my mother's birthday, is when I notice the days dramatically getting longer. And it's a big deal when you live off-grid, when you live off-solar. Yesterday, I was able to supplement with my generator and fill up my batteries to 100%. It is not a hard life. It's very simple. The technology is there. It's not hard to do at all. I mean, it's kind of like having money in the bank. If you want to go out and spend your money, let's say you get a certain cash flow per week or per month, you make sure you don't go beyond that. I know a lot of people buy things on time, like furniture, like homes, like education, like vacations, food. A lot of people go over their budgets. And what off-grid living offers is an opportunity to live within your means. Know where that fine line is between needs and wants, especially during the short winter months. It's not hard to do. Again, the technology is there. It's a lot of fun. I've probably given tours to at least, well over 1,000 people by now over the years, and a lot of those people have gone off-grid. It's just another option. It's another lifestyle. And I probably visited close to 250 off-grid homes by now. And what's kind of fun about off-grid living is that everybody does it differently. Depends on your capital resources, your skill sets, your willingness to live rugged, just your overall lifestyle. Your physical fitness. Everybody does it differently, and that's what makes it fun. So, we are going to keep the theme of the day. A question: is America still the land of the free and the home of the brave? That is the question that every patriot, every American is asking right now. And did you hear, folks, that Joe Biden won the election? Yep, that pause was for effect. Yep, that was sarcasm. Yep. And Epstein killed himself. And Donald Trump colluded with Russia. And there's 57 genders. And the P dossier was real, even though there's proof that the DNC and Hillary Clinton paid for it. And the Mueller trial was not fake theater. And those couple of Democrat whistleblowers were real. And the central bank system isn't corrupt. And the Bidens are not connected to Russia, China, and Ukraine. And election integrity is intact. Little sidebar here, you have no idea how hard it is to hold back the laughter at this particular point in time. And Kavanaugh is a gang rapist. And there were weapons of mass destruction. plan, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA didn't sell out America. And Obama didn't sell out America and spy on President Trump before, during, and after. And conservatives are uncensored. And Joe Biden won the election. And I got bridges to sell you. Please send me checks. See, folks, this is why we have a Constitution. Because your right to vote, your birthright, has been taken away from you. Especially in those swing states. And more, too. 85% of California election was invalid. I think from what my math shows me, Minnesota was stolen, Virginia was stolen. They tried to steal North Carolina and Texas and a few other states, Ohio, Florida. But the reason why President Trump won those states is because so many people showed up. Record people showed up. President Trump won re-election not just by a landslide, but by a record landslide. But Joe Biden won the election. See, our Constitution gives us checks and balances on election fraud. Unfortunately, like the 18 states that were challenging the election fraud, they were blocked by cowardice Supreme Court justices who care about manufacturing their perception of their own self-importance and caring more about their self-preservation than they do the American people and their own country. And that's a very, very sad time that we live in. So what I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to hit the objective facts. I'm going to talk more about election and voter fraud. And maybe I'll just mix it up for a second here and talk about a little COVID stuff, since I didn't get to everything with Dr. Norm Shealy yesterday. So let me mention a few articles on that, if I may. First article, emergency hospitals dismantled despite claim hospitalizations worse than the first wave. See, folks, in order to sell a narrative, you have to lie. And it's just a shame that the powers that be, and we've given so much evidence, are making this COVID agenda 99% of everything and the actual virus 1% of everything. This is why you've heard me talk about the agenda many times. Basically crashing the economy, delegitimizing work, eliminating free market supply and demand, getting rid of cash, creating government centralized cryptocurrency, getting rid of patriotism, peaceful assembly, having big tech control everything, along with the Soros and the Gates and the New World Order and the World Health Organization and Hollywood and the crowd, the bought and paid for crowd, to make social distancing a thing so you can be submissive and have your will broken, and the artificial intelligence can get you on camera with social distancing a lot easier to put you in the database for facial recognition. Basically hiding Joe Biden in the basement, and even the so-called inauguration, making it virtual reality. Why do you think that is, folks? Because no one's going to show up. According to my math, there's probably close to 70% of Americans that believe that this election was stolen and it was fraud, and we're going to talk more about that today. And that's part of the agenda, to eliminate voting, eliminate legitimacy, and rig everything with these Dominion Smartmatic by-mail new vote processes to increase domestic violence, increase depression, division, chaos, infighting, eliminating the Constitution, freedom, liberty, the rule of law, starvation, depopulation, eliminating free speech, ability to protect yourself with the Second Amendment, forced vaccines, immunity passports, forced lockdowns, house arrest, while destroying your immune system with 5G towers. This is what happens, folks, when we allow ourselves to be dominated with psyops, when we allow ourselves to be divided and conquered by our group, our hyphen, and our pronoun. When, see, they know, psyop-wise, that if they touch your ego and they embarrass you because of whatever group you're in, and we've talked about this in so much detail, and it's part of their playbook, and they use Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing, media propaganda, subliminal messages in movies and shows. It's their template, their playbook, their blueprint, their flowchart, if you will, for destruction. They purposely have to lower the bars of standards and expectations for work so they can insult people, they can insult their work ethic, their ability, their intelligence, which degrades and disrespects people. And instinctively, they lash out at the other group because they know, the powers that be know, that you don't empower a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. You don't empower a group. You don't empower an individual when you do that. You make the populace more submissive. You never, there's not one example in history when mediocrity is rewarded, that opportunity, knowledge, prosperity, productivity, innovation, ingenuity increases. It turns everything into a law of diminishing returns. I think everybody can see right now that the left-right paradigm is totally false and phony. I'm sure everybody can see right now that it's an aristocracy serfdom relationship by managing the people. Okay, let me go back to talking about COVID just to break it up a little bit. Next, Dr. Scott Atlas says America may not survive the corruption, incompetence, and fraud unleashed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, I just got done saying a bunch of examples there. Next, crazy Dr. Fauci appears to be vaccinated on live TV, and then the next day he forgets which arm he received the shot. Well, how could that be, folks? Imagine my shock. Oh, next article. Rubio says you can't trust Dr. Fauci. He's a liar. And this is a really good time for me to say my disclaimer. Yes, I do not write these articles. They are all published in the public domain. And I do my best to vet the authenticity and legitimacy of these articles. Now, I've been noticing I'm getting a lot of articles coming to me, and it's by design, because they want to discredit the alternative media, and a lot of these articles are incorrect. For example, one off the top of my head, I got an article about, remember the woman in, I believe, Tennessee? She was on live television. She took a vaccination and she passed out. Well, I got an article saying that she died. I tried really hard to verify that. I could not. I think it's probably an article that comes to us for the purpose of demonizing and discrediting the alternative media. Folks, we appreciate you being here. I'll be right back after the break.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli and broadcasting out of Northwest Montana. And I'm going to continue to talk about COVID-19 for a few more moments before I switch gears on the theme of the day. The question, is America still the land of the free and the home of the brave? And other news as well. So next, Dr. Fauci altered scientific estimates based on opinion polls. Let me talk about the mainstream media and opinion polls for a moment. And you've heard me say this part about the mainstream media many times. If you want to bet on credibility, on authenticity, on accuracy, you're better off betting 180 degrees because it's probably going to be more correct than the propaganda they give you. Because their job is to sway public opinion. Their job is to create propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies. And that's especially true with gaslighting. That's like me sticking your hand. I'm standing next to you online somewhere, and I stick my hand in your pocket. And I pull out a dollar bill. And you go, what are you doing? I go, nothing. And a couple seconds later, I stick my hand in your pocket, I pull out a dollar bill. And they go, what are you doing? I go, nothing. And they go, you're stealing from me. I go, no, I'm not. That's what gaslighting is. That's an example of gaslighting. And swaying public opinion, you got to remember, there's only five or six companies, including production companies, publishing companies, news organization. I really use that word in quotes. Their job is to sell you the narrative, to sell you the talking points. Their job is to race bait, gender bait, sex bait, religion bait, generation bait. Their job is to create as much doubt, infighting, chaos, and pot stirring as possible. Why do you think they call the term group identity politics. And so there's no association, even with standing for principle. If you've heard me speak over the last 10 years, you know there's a base for standing for principle. Three criteria, very simple. One, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Two is truth. And three, if someone has less consequences for a certain behavior, then you get to do it too. This isn't rocket science, folks. So when you really talk about polls, you have to look at that's all part of the agenda selling. This is why I say when you shoot pool or you play chess, we can't allow ourselves to fall for these tricks, because the people who get blindsided with the psyops, who are being used, who are being played, who are being duped, they don't want to admit it. This is why we have to look three, four, five, six moves ahead. The best pool players and the best chess players do that. The people who get played are thinking one move ahead. So people are waking up big time to the narratives and the illusions for sale. You know, social distancing, like I mentioned earlier, is basically a beta test for AI facial recognition. You know, a lot of what we're seeing right now with, it's not the Democrat Party, folks. They've been hijacked by the wealthiest people in the world to eliminate our freedoms, our liberties, justice, self-sufficiency, ability to protect ourselves, our ability to pursue happiness. It's an addiction to power, money, and control. So what they're doing, the reason why they want to take out Trump isn't because they hate him. It's because they hate us and they hate America. They need to hide the crimes. They need to continue with their currency, which is favors and graft. They need to call everybody a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, conspiracy theorist. In other words, anti-ismist phobe. They need to lower the bars of standards for a job. They need to delegitimize work. They need to enable corrupt corporations. And I talked about that in great detail. They need to eliminate the rule of law and replace it with precedents. These are all divide and conquer strategies. It's part of the psyop country that we live in. The manufactured perception of an ideology. The aristocracy wants to take over. It's a recruitment for controlling the masses. We have to be aware of this. That's what polls are. I'll guarantee you over 50% of people knows Trump won. They just don't want to admit it publicly. I'll be right back, folks.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It is being reported the new coronavirus vaccines will work against the new strain of the highly contagious virus. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Admiral Brett Zarar, the White House coronavirus testing czar, expressed confidence that newly developed coronavirus vaccines will work against all strains, including the one discovered in the United Kingdom that has proven to be highly contagious. Zarar says studies are being done on the vaccine's safety for children, but he's encouraging parents to send their kids back to school even if they aren't inoculated.
I think it's very important for listeners to understand that getting children back to school right now is safe now. There's data upon data upon data that children could go back to school safely in person. There was a recent study in the MMWR that said of all the places children are likely to turn positive, school is not one of them. So it is safe and very important to get children back in school even before they are vaccinated. Now, with the community rates going down, we hope, after the holidays, because we're seeing that trend right now, and with vaccines, it'll be even safer because there'll be less spread in the community. But children do not need a vaccine to go back to school safely. It's vital for their health to get them back physically present as soon as possible.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United Nations reported in March of 2020 there were nearly 1.5 billion children around the globe, or 87% of Earth's student population, are out of classrooms. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the class, everyone. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I'm going to go back to more COVID news. Did you hear about the new report from the University of Florida? Their researchers found no asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic spread of COVID. And yes, this study is published online by the Journal of American Medical Association. I wonder how many threats, blackmails, and bribes have come out at this particular point. Kind of like John Hopkins saying that there was not a change in death rates between this year and last year, and they were forced to remove that study. Just like the Denmark study that showed that masks basically do nothing. And we've seen studies where masks create bacterial pneumonia, that masks create staph infections, that masks create hypoxia, that masks, dentists are coming out now saying that they're seeing up to 50% of their patients because of masks literally getting more gum disease. And if you listen to me interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy, I think we talked about it 2 weeks ago. I asked him about the bacteria in the mouth being the most potent, the most virulent, the most dangerous, and how that bacteria is associated with heart attacks. And he agreed 100%, just FYI. Okay, next, Boston MD suffers severe anaphylactic reaction immediately after receiving the Moderna vaccine. So you got to remember, folks, these articles will not be shown on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, or CNN, MSNBC, all those mainstream media force-selling the narrative programs, because they're all owned by basically five corporations. Next, new Israeli study. UV light kills 99.9% of COVID in less than 30 seconds. Interesting. Next, COVID-1984. The World Health Organization, WHO, changes official definition of herd immunity to remove natural immunity. I talked about that briefly with the many questions I asked Dr. Norm Shealy yesterday. See, how many times and how many examples have I given of the powers that be changing definitions? That's why you got to get an old dictionary from probably the 90s, okay? Because that's going to show you the real world definitions before political correctness and the elite wants to change the narrative for their own benefit to control the people. Okay. What I'm going to do is, I'm so tired of, you know, the Bill Gates, you know, we have videos of him, audio of him talking about depopulation and we can't have any more babies and we need to depopulate the world. And it's pretty obvious, you know, when I discuss the agenda of COVID, starvation is one of them. And what we need to do is the powers that be use the term democracy too much. First of all, we're a republic. If you use it together as a democratic republic, I might accept that. But what they used even more often than that is the word humanity. And they do not practice what they preach. And they take our taxpayer money going to unbelievable places. And I'm going to discuss that as well. But we have to look at, when they talk about voluntary or population control, this is forced upon us. And I'm going to give you some examples. We need voluntary population control. What if, let me ask you something. Let's say I was in charge, or Joe Blow was in charge, or Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, or Sue was in charge. Doesn't matter. And they said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to reduce population through voluntary means. Let's assume the U.S. dollar still has value. Okay? Let's just say that. Okay? This might be a little fantasy world, but let's say. And we said, okay, well, what the board has decided, instead of using taxpayer monies going to nefarious purposes, and I'm going to mention those nefarious purposes, let's give everybody $1 million to get a vasectomy and the tubes tied. That's just an example, okay? Just an example. But if we had voluntary population control, everybody could lead a happy life, can pursue happiness as per the Constitution. We can get along better. But see, when you have the elite addicted to power, money, and control, they don't want that. That's one of the reasons I call for laws of excess. You hear me say that. What if everybody could not, no one could have over $10 million net worth? Now, if we did that, we wouldn't have all these wealthy people doing the following. Are you ready? Here's a short list. Wars, biochemical weapons, geoengineering, not just the spray from the sky, but literally geoengineering, biochemical weapons, eugenics, NGOs, dirty vaccines, cancers, foundations, where the money goes legally through loopholes, poisoning water with fluoride, with estrogen mimickers, with pesticides, contamination of food. I talked with Dr. Sheely about that. Just look at meat, red dyes, GMOs, hormones, steroids, antibiotics, modified proteins, amino acid, enzymes, meat grown in labs. Now they're grown in bioreactors, grown in space. There's no nutritional value. When you don't get nutritional value, you get sick and your immune system kills you. Okay? Surveillance, censorship, social, political indoctrination of schools, late-term abortion only for the benefit of the elite so they can organ harvest your babies. Transgender surgeries that are done through nefarious means. If people want to go ahead and do that, you know, I think most Americans would say, all right, but think about how you're biologically and chemically being altered with estrogen mimickers in so many of our foods. You look at sperm counts, you look at testosterone counts, everything, we're literally being changed, and now they want to change us with these mRNA vaccines, which changes our DNA. Teaching children to choose your sexual identity as young as 4 years old, bailing out banks, bailing out Wall Street, banks abroad, hedge funds, world government, UN, Epstein Island, blackmail, propaganda, mainstream media, false flags, IRS, Congress, hidden bunkers for the elite, grants for Big Pharma for studying why lesbians are so overweight. Not a joke. Not a joke. Real stuff. Gag orders for scientists, funding who gets protection rights and restitution under the rule of law based on your group self-pity points. Lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, demonizing the Constitution and certain groups, drag queen story time, stock buyouts, buying debt, corporation bailouts, government monetizing debt, Ukraine, Russia, impeachment, Mueller hoax, all you paid for it. Destroying economies all over the world. Geoengineering viruses. Lowering immune systems. Fake economies. Shipping cash to Iran. Creating beta tests all over the country and the world. This is what your money has gone to. Under the guise of philanthropy or benevolence. But it's for population control and control in general. This is pretty scary stuff, folks. You know, you have to realize just this bill that just got passed. I mean, think about the domestic funding. Kennedy Center, over $26 million. Smithsonian, $1 trillion? Or is that a billion? There's so many zeros. I mean, National Art Gallery, $154 billion? Come on, people. National Arts and Humanities, $167 billion? Wilson Center, that was millions. I need to get new glasses. How about foreign countries? Egypt, Sudan, Ukraine, Israel, Nepal, Burma, Cambodia, Pakistan. Remember the gender identity stuff? I mean, in the American people, it looks like we're going to be getting $2,000. But it just goes to show that what this is for, people, it's literally to give back payoffs, to money launder for the favors and grafts that's been done through our Congress. This is really sad stuff. This is one of the reasons why, you know, we have to get to the truth. And this is why that Section 230 that gives big tech liability immunity to perform psychological warfare on the American people must go, because we're not getting accurate information. This is not a left-right paradigm. This is the elite aristocracy trying to control the serfs. It's just that simple. So we got to do something about it, people. I am going to talk now about election/voter fraud, and I have so much information here. I'm going to just whip out as much as I possibly can. I want to talk about Lynn Wood's fireside chat. You know, it's titled Season to Expose Treason, because that's what everything is, folks. It really is treason and sedition and espionage. And he's exposing the relationship between Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein. I'm just going to hit some high points. And he noticed that in recent weeks how difficult it is to determine who you can trust. That is absolutely true, and that's why the alternative media is so popular, because you're not going to get anything but propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies from the mainstream media, because they're in on it. They're bought and paid for actors. And he talks about a lot of the fraud that takes place. If you want to, I'm on Thrive Time Show right now, if you're by your PC, and he talks about Canadian-owned Dominion vote counting machines used in 28 states. The former CEO of Overstock.com explains the technology that was used to rig the 2020 elections. Tons of rigged evidence. The Chinese Communist Party government-linked bank account gave $400 million to Dominion voting systems before the election. Dominion gets its software from Sequoia Voting Systems, formerly known as Smartmatic. We've all talked about this, which is a Delaware company owned by Venezuelans close to the communist Venezuelan Chavez and Maduro family. You can't make this stuff up. And remember how our votes went to Frankfurt, Germany? We talked about all this. Trump recounts committee has seen data from Dominion servers on how votes were switched by algorithm in the software. Okay? Colonel Waldrum confirms U.S. has a copy of election night data, traffic, and packets sent overseas to Frankfurt. People, we have so much evidence. I am out of breath talking about evidence for almost 2 months. I'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. We appreciate you being here. I'm going to go back to the Lynn Wood interview and hit some of the high points. And we've talked about a lot of these, like, for example, our votes being counted in Barcelona, Spain, and Smartmatic, and special software features that allows users to change votes. Smartmatic owns Dominion. There's briberies from the Communist Party attempting to steal our election. Treason is a word used a lot, you know, and that's exactly what it is. When you betray your own country for you people in our country and you attempt to destroy our sovereignty, you overthrow the government. And this is why we need to owe this allegiance to the United States. And there's so much, you know, if you're guilty of treason, death is a major penalty here. I mean, this is serious stuff. You know, and this is why there's so much talk about the Insurrection Act, which I talked about in quite a bit of detail over the last few weeks. Some examples are Governor Kemp of Georgia choosing to use communist-controlled software during our elections. Plus, he's certified, falsely certified, elections that shouldn't have been. That's called treason. Not to mention the fact he got caught in Houston at the so-called spy camp where I believe it was shut down by Donald Trump. He also refused a special session and refused to open up true signature verification. That's called treason. This is why the Insurrection Act is being talked about. And people, this is why you in Georgia, you need to vote on January 5th. You need to overwhelm the system because these people are corrupt. And they're not just corrupt for their own personal pocketbooks and taking money out of the table. They are vested so deeply in this, they don't want to go to jail or be tried with a military tribunal because they know what's going to happen. Georgians, you need to show up in full force. You know, even Governors Cuomo of New York and Governor Newsom of California kept locking down their states knowing that 100% of COVID-19 patients being treated with ivermectin and budesonide didn't even die. Governor Whitmer, another example, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, keeping her state locked down despite knowing that COVID-19 has not caused a massive increase in overall number of deaths. You know, this is the Insurrection Act of 1807, which we went over in a lot of detail. You know, it's just so much information, and so many people say, well, that's martial law. Well, martial law has been enacted 68 times through our history, and it wouldn't even be a martial law because it would be civilians working with the military. And, you know, it's, boy, we can talk about habeas corpus and get into a lot of detail about the Insurrection Act of 1807, but, you know, it's been used several times, 1957 in Little Rock, 1962 in Mississippi, 1967 in Detroit, 1992 in Los Angeles, and with President Trump signing the executive order in September of 2018, that really connects a lot of dots. And I've talked about this in great, great detail. And, you know, basically it creates confiscation from big tech, from the mainstream media. And basically we have, from what I'm hearing from what John Ratcliffe has of the DNI, they have all the evidence needed for the 2020 election fraud that's available. And so, you know, it needs to be done. It needs to be used. You know, the big date here, folks, is January 6th. Everybody's talking January 6th, January 6th. Well, and Vice President Pence, you seem like a nice guy, even though you did vote for some New World Order stuff. And it's very curious that you're going to be leaving the country right after that and going to see Netanyahu, who has already thrown President Trump under the bus. And what I'm reading, Vice President Pence, is that, like William Barr, you have an opportunity not to be called a Benedict Arnold. I know it sounds harsh, but what I'm reading on the Internet right now, Mike Pence, is that you have an opportunity on January 6th to be a hero or to be a traitor. There's an old saying, when you want something done right, you do it yourself. And, you know, this is what the Internet's talking about. You can, Mike Pence, you can literally make January 6th our new Independence Day and stand for the rule of law with people like Thomas Jefferson. See, we have no legitimate judges, courts. We have no legitimate formal venues to deliver this information. The powers that be have sold the people out. There's no special sessions. There's no hearings. Legitimate votes have been redefined. Violations of the rule of law is over the top. We have a lawless election. Voter fraud, election fraud, theft, foreign interference, treason, sedition, payoffs, money laundering, taxpayer-funded bills. It has to stop. Vice President Pence, you have to be a hero. We have our president, President Trump. We have our general, General Flynn. We have our army, 100 million patriots. Let's put the country first for a change, please.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.